Welcome to Shul Machshava on Adaf. The month of Av is sponsored by the Einhorn family, Lilui Nishmas Rav Naftali Ber Bicheskel. We're holding in Chuli in Daf Pehei. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis brings that Reb Chiyo had a story with his pishtun, with his flax, that there was a yeniva, a moth, that went into his pishtun. And Rebbe told him to take a bird and kill the bird, and the blood that will flow will take the yeniva away from the pishtun, from the flax. Rav David Luryo, the Radal, in a Sefer Nefesh David and the Zohar, has a fascinating shot to explain this Gemara. And we'll start with bringing a few of the Gemaras that should tell us about Reb Chiya throughout Shas. First of all, we find the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chof Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that Reb Chiya and one of were so great, as we'll see in the next half, because b'tchilo kishishtakcha Torah miYisrael olo Ezra mibol v'yosto. When Am Yisrael forgot the Torah, Ezra came from the Goylo and he taught Torah. Then it was also forgotten again. Came Hillel Bavli v'yosto. And then came Reb Chiya Bonov and they taught Torah to Am Yisrael. And more in detail, there's a Gemara in Ksuvos, the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Pehei, that the Gemara goes on and says that Reb Chiya told Reb Chanino, let me tell you how I made sure that Torah will not be forgotten from Am Yisrael. So he says he went and he planted flax, and then he created nets, and he captured deer. He gave the meat to the Yesoimim, and he wrote Megillus. He was able to write the Chamisha Chumash Torah. And he went to the children in different towns. He taught them the Chumash, and he taught them Mishnayos. And he basically created the first school system in Am Yisrael. And he taught all the children Torah. So Reb Chiya taught Torah with his flax. The flax is what brought Torah to Am Yisrael. And the Gemara in Makkos Daf Yud Aleph says that you're not supposed to make the tefillin, to tie the tefillin, to put it together with flax. But Reb Chiya did. The Gemara says, the Omar Rav chazinu l'tefillin debei chavivi, I saw the tefillin of my uncle, Reb Chiya, the tefiri bekidna that was tied together with flax, with linen, we don't pass in this way. But we see that Reb Chiya had a importance to flax, because that's what brought Torah to Am Yisrael. Chazal in Sefer HaZoyah and Parshas Vayeshev Daf Kuf Tzadik Amud Aleph speaks about how Reb Chiya made sure that the Talmidim will be able to learn Torah Lishma. Says Reb Chiya used to see a look at a Talmid and he saw that his face was shining and he knew that he learned Torah Lishma. So he said, oh, this one learned Torah Lishma. And when he saw someone who did not learn Torah Lishma, he davened for him so he'd be able to learn Torah Lishma. And the Zohar says a story, the one time he saw a Talmid learning Torah, but his face was green, meaning the opposite of shining. So he says this person had a hiruchet. So he went and he influenced them to take away his bad hirurim until he learned Torah Lishma. So the Radal, using Kabbalistic terms, explains that the idea is that Reb Chiya is the one who connects Am Yisrael to Torah. And he did it through the flax, through the pishtun. He says pishtun is the midas hamalchus, and that's the connector of Am Yisrael to Torah. That's what Reb Chiya used. That's why he was always busy with Talmidim to learn Torah Lishma. And now he was the one who was bringing Torah to Am Yisrael, the Torah that was left in Am Yisrael, based on the Gemara in Sukkah. So that's the flax of Reb Chiya, the connection to Torah. So it says now, the Radal, that's Shat in our Gemara. There was a yenive, there was worms, there was a moth in the pishtun of Reb Chiya, which means with the chait of the door, there was some begam in the connection of the door to Torah. So I told him, Rebbe, shchoit oifo morach domo, shech the bird, and they will smell the blood. What does it mean? He says, you'll smell the blood of Am Yisrael shem moistrim atzmam lishchito over a Torah. The mysterious nefesh of Am Yisrael for Torah. That's what you should bring about. And when you'll do that, you'll the schus of Am Yisrael, of mysterious nefesh to Torah. That will cause this telas, the yenive, to run away from the pishtun, to stop being the disturbance between the connection of Torah to Klal Yisrael. So the oimik of the story with the pishtun of Reb Chiya is referring to the connection of Torah to Am Yisrael. That's how the Radal explains the oimik this Gemara. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shur Machshava Shiurim, please email shurmachshava@gmail.com.